You're listening to Black and Abdallah on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago. Listen to us now live on the ESPN Chicago app.
It's Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 in the ESPN Chicago app. Tyler Aki is filling in for Adam Abdallah tonight. It's Tyler's birthday. Happy birthday, Tyler.
Thank you very much, Chris.
I'm going to say this. I don't know your opinion on this. For me, for my birthday, I like to just keep it moving.
Just another day.
It's another day.
One of 365.
We all have them. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little weird when some people put their birthday out there for everyone to make it a big deal. Why is your birthday more important than anyone else's?
I totally agree with it. You know, I knew someone in college who kept a notes app of everyone who didn't wish them a happy birthday.
Oh, so it's like the
tabs.
It's the list.
Yep.
It's the old high school list that you made the list. I'm not friends with you anymore.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Do you do that? Like, because the one thing that I think you'll realize as you're now in your late 20s. Mm-hmm. As you get older and older, the amount of messages you get on your birthday from people dwindle as the years go on.
Well, it used to be like you'd get all the Facebook posts on the wall. And there would be like random people that would post on your wall.
You haven't seen this person in 25 years.
Tangentially knew and went to high school or middle school with. I don't even check Facebook anymore, but that stuff is gone and out of my life. So yes, you're right. It does significantly dwindle
each year. Mm-hmm. So like if you at age 25, you get 100 messages, by the time you get to 30, it's down to 60.
Okay.
Now you only get like 60. By the time you get to 35, you now have like 20.
Mm-hmm.
And the closer you get to 40, it's like, it boils down to like 10.
Yeah.
You get like 10 messages from people. Now, it's different in the office. Our office here at the station sends out an email blast to everyone, whoever has a birthday that day, with a little rundown, a little questionnaire that
a little
you
survey.
Have to answer. And then you can read it. You can wish the person a happy birthday. So everyone gets blasted this. So everyone in the office knows whose birthday it is. We got that for Tyler today. When we get to my, it happens for every person.
Unless you don't here fill at the it station. Out.
Unless you don't fill it out.
Then no one knows when it's your birthday.
That's true. And actually, I filled one out last year, but apparently it didn't meet the deadline to fit the proper criteria. So Travis Wacker never sent mine.
When did you fill it out?
I don't know. I filled it out. It was before my birthday, but it didn't get sent out.
I sent mine in, I think, probably around like 10 or 11 o'clock last night, and Kalen still got it out.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, but
new management. New management.
Wacker was in charge of it then. Mm. I'm calling them out by name.
See,
mine didn't get out.
My birthday's next month. I want to make sure that I get the email because I want attention on my birthday.
We know you do.
CPAC, you would want that.
I want everybody to know a little bit more about me.
Is there a health and wellness survey that gets sent out whenever you have to take a sick day, too, so people know?
Well,
maybe we should start that.
I know who's not going to wish me a happy birthday. It's going to be you two.
I'll wish you a happy birthday.
I'll wish you a happy birthday.
Had a little snafu in the office earlier today with Kevin.
I heard there was some sandwich drama.
Well, no, he just wanted extra mayonnaise on the sandwich.
I wasn't going to get mayonnaise on a sandwich.
No, I returned. So earlier this morning, I was out with Carmen and Yurko at Cork and Carry before the White Sox game. Great event.
Mm-hmm.
It was packed. White Sox fans were out. People were having a great time. Beautiful day. We had a great show. I come back to the station, and up on the seventh floor when we return, we had to enter the building in the service elevator. We had all the equipment with us.
Mm-hmm.
And after we came in to the floor off of the elevator, I just walked past a bunch of studios, and I wasn't like looking around.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't looking around. I was just walking back to the bullpen, back to the newsroom where we all sit and work, hang out. And I get a text, and Kevin Zipak texts the group saying I blew them off. I didn't stop in. I didn't give them a stop in it and say hello. I didn't do it intentionally, so I doubled back to make a
good
point
guy.
That I'm stopping in.
There you go, good guy.
And I opened the door. He's like, what, so you're only stopping in because I texted? I go, yes, I'm only stopping in because you texted something.
Felt like a slight.
Well, I could have just not.
You feel big-timed?
I could have not stopped
that would
by.
Happen?
Big-time black,
But I stopped by, and then I said, I'm going to go get a sandwich. And then Kevbo goes, and what are you getting me?
He always does that. Yeah. I brought in a sandwich yesterday, and the first thing he says to me is, oh, thanks for getting me a sandwich.
Yeah, right.
No, I said, guess I didn't want a sandwich.
Oh, yes. That
it was even more
which
sarcastic.
Which is even worse.
Yeah.
Even worse.
So I said, all right, what do you want? Extra mayo? And he goes, all right, you don't even know me. I go, all right, I'll see you later.
Well, when the birthday email goes out, you'll know me a little more.
I don't like Maybe. Extra mayo. I just pictured you were the type of guy that wanted, like, less meat, extra mayo.
Yeah, Captain Mayo over there.
I'm a health nut. What are you talking about?
Calling Kevin Captain Mayo, that's the best thing ever. Let's get that going.
Let's not get that going.
Let's get that going.
I may
that's
change
great.
Your name in my phone.
I might file an
Captain
HR complaint.
Mayo. I hope Charlie Bevins is listening so we can text that to the rest of the group that Captain Mayo is here. Ready to report for White Sox season. All right, so we've got a lot to get to tonight. Mm-hmm. The Sweet 16 is actively going on. We'll keep you updated on the games throughout tonight. Tyler's here. He hosts Basketball U with Shea Norling. He'll break down the games who have yet to start, especially the Illini that play later on this evening. We'll get to that. The Cubs and the Rangers are just starting up in Texas. The Rangers, the returning champs. Tyler, you have Cubs thoughts, but also, since it's the start of the baseball season, I think that we should start things off by hearing from Rob Manfred.
Yes.
Because on this show, when we go to Rob Manfred, we always have to go back to the World Series in 2020 when he gave out the MVP trophy to Corey Seager. Corey Seager in the lineup tonight for the Rangers, batting second, playing short. Here's Rob Manfred.
Corey, you thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance. You led the Dodgers to a World Series victory, and it's my pleasure to recognize your great play with the Willie Mays Most Valuable Player Award presented by Chevrolet.
There he is, Rob Manfred from 2020 at the World Series, giving out the MVP trophy to Corey Seager. And Tyler, on the show, we have to make sure that we let people know that Rob Manfred, in that recording, was medically cleared. He had nothing wrong with him medically when he sounded like that, handing out the MVP trophy to Corey Seager. Mm-hmm. And Corey Seager in the lineup tonight for the Rangers as they face off against the Cubs to start their season in their defense of their championship from last year.
Should be a good game. And hopefully, yeah. Rob Manfred, no snafus there as well. Maybe is he going to be in attendance? Are they handing out? Because they raised the banner tonight.
Corey,
right?
Yeah, they raised a banner, but like, does Manfred have to
show?
Or is he like in a bunker somewhere trying to figure out
the
money transactions of one Shohei Ohtani?
Because
I think that's definitely
that's the pressing issue. But
you led the Dodgers.
Yeah, but Shohei's trying to lead the Dodgers.
He is, yeah.
But Corey Seager back then was leading the Dodgers when he won the MVP.
Yeah, I wonder if I'd imagine Manfred goes.
To the
defending champs opening day?
I don't know.
Especially because this is like the primetime game today as well. It's on ESPN.
It's a primetime game, but we've had games all day.
Right.
Like, that's where football does this better than baseball, is that football starts with one singular
Thursday.
Game. And you know that Goodell is in the house.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But like today, you got games
Where
all
in
over
the world
Major League Baseball.
Is Rob Manfred.
And he's definitely worried about Shohei Ohtani.
Corey.
And the whole situation there. But yes, yeah, so the Cubs and the Rangers face off tonight in Texas. Tyler, you're a Cubs fan. Mm-hmm. Is this team going to make the playoffs this year?
I think they do make the playoffs this year. And I've already seen signs of life with just the lineup that's been put out today. Finally got a common sense lineup. We did not see a lot of common sense lineups from David Ross in years past. I think it starts with Ian Happ batting leadoff tonight. I mean, who would have thought, novel concept, you have your highest on-base percentage guy bat leadoff. He's batting third for the team all of last year.
It's kind of what you do now.
Yep, it's modern baseball. Seiya Suzuki was a great hitter at the end of last year, has had a great spring, so let's put him in the two-hole. I think that's perfect. Cody Bellinger batting third. Like, the whole thing just sort of makes sense now, and I think you're already seeing the difference with Craig Counsell.
Yeah, and that's really their big move in the offseason. I know re-signing Cody Bellinger was the money that they spent, but he was on the team last year. So if you want to take the next step, they're hoping that Counsell and his management style is going to eke out the 3 to 5 more games than what you won last year, so then you're not just you know, you're winning your division, you're hosting a home playoff game, you're actually advancing than kind of what we saw last year.
Right, and not just that, but you took him from a divisional opponent as well who won your division last year, so you'd hope that right there is going to subtract 3 to 5 wins off of the Brewers' total this year on top of the other subtractions that the Brewers made this offseason, and now you've got that. You've added a couple bullpen pieces, but it was a largely inactive offseason for the Cubs. It was just kind of adding around the edges. You bring in an extra starter, you bring in some relief help, you bring back Bellinger, you make a trade for a first baseman, but it's a team with question marks, but a team that can certainly get to the playoffs.
He's Tyler Aki. He's in for Adam Abdallah tonight. It's Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. If you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 312-332-3776. We go to John in Schaumburg. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, John?
Hey, Black and Tyler. It's actually Beck and John from the Twitch chat.
Oh, what's up, Beck and John? What's up, man?
I had a question for Tyler because he brought up the no divisions thing, and I'm not for or against divisions. I watch tons of European soccer. They played all their top leagues, one table. It works. Divisions in American sports, they work. But Tyler said that was interesting that I don't get. I can't believe nobody else brought this up. He said he wants the best teams to make the playoffs by record, but he also wants to keep divisions. But if you take the automatic playoff berth away from the division winner, then why do divisions exist? Like, what other thing do divisions provide by existing than an automatic, by winning it, you get to the playoffs? Then why keep them if you don't get that?
Because you preserve the scheduling traditions of the past and you can keep the rivalries of the past. So it appeases
right,
that.
But wouldn't those rivalries not exist if you're not playing for anything? You know what I mean? Like, then they're just...
Right, they're just another
they're
game.
There.
You can still bounce a team from the playoffs, though. Like, the Bears and Packers game at the end of the season, the Bears still could have bounced the Packers from the playoffs, even though they weren't playing for the division.
It's kind of like... It's still... I think that if you have divisions... I don't think... My point is, I don't see... You can keep them or take them away, but if you keep them, I don't see a way to keep them and not give the winner automatic berth in the playoffs. The only thing I would agree with you, I'll let the better team with the team with the better record host the first playoff game, but I think if you have divisions, it doesn't matter the sport, the best team has to make the playoffs no matter what, or else they're kind of...
Well, I think traditionally you will see the best team make the playoffs, because the best team usually has an above 500 record, which is usually good enough to get you into the playoffs.
Yeah.
All what
true,
I am suggesting...
What if not, though?
What do you...
Then
you
nobody
say?
Makes it from that division, then why have it?
If you're 7-9 or 7-10 now in the NFL, or 8-9 and you don't get in, like, I don't think anyone's going to be crying poor for you.
No, I know, but then just have one table then. Like, you know, the Premier League.
I like the preservation of the scheduling, though.
Oh, okay.
You use it for scheduling purposes.
I don't see there being enough of an incentive to keep divisions unless you get the winner gets
right,
into the playoffs.
Right. Unless there's incentive for winning said division.
Right, because otherwise there's nothing you get
right
if you win it and you don't get in. So,
thanks, John. Thanks for the phone call.
Yep.
Thanks, John.
Have a good one.
Appreciate it. Yeah, like, that's where, you know, obviously you want the best teams in each conference to get into the playoffs. The divisions have been watered down in basketball because so many teams, now with the play-in, 10 teams theoretically can get into the playoffs. You got to win those playing games to make the qualify, but divisions in basketball don't matter anymore.
Right.
They really haven't. They did at one point. Like, teams used to talk about winning the different divisions, but that's not in the conversation of sports at all. You don't see talking heads talk about it. You don't see people write about that. Yeah. You don't see the players talking about winning their divisions.
You try to win the East and the West. You don't try to win the
You still talk about it in baseball. You talk about it in the NFL because it's a fewer amount of teams that get into the playoffs, so the divisions still matter. If you expand the playoffs, that's where like divisions start to kind of lose their weight. And I think that's why, look at college basketball. You win the conference tournament, mm-hmm. you get an automatic bid.
Yeah.
Most teams that win a conference tournament, if you're in a big conference, theoretically you would make the tournament anyway, so right. you would get in. Like, winning your conference as a college basketball team, does it really matter in the grand scheme of things? And that's going to be, if you look at college football moving forward, if 16 teams get into the college football playoff, does it really matter if a team wins their conference? I don't know.
It does from a buy standpoint now.
I would hope it will forever.
Yeah.
But every year we have to change it, and every year we have to add more.
We've even seen the change now, too.
Exactly. That's my point, is the more we add, the less incentivized teams are to celebrate or to win said division, conference, whatever that is.
And that's fair. It's just like that stuff is just extra game, like these conference tournaments or, in the case of college football, conference championships. Like,
whatever happened to just winning a division, Tyler?
Why don't you win a championship? Win a championship.
I would like that, but sometimes it's not meant for everyone. Not everyone can be a champion every year. But multiple teams can be divisional winners.
But win playoff, like get into the playoffs and win playoff games. I'd rather win a playoff game than win a division. I care more about that.
He's Tyler Aki. I'm Chris Black. We'll be back in a couple minutes. We'll continue to take your calls at 312-332-3776. Also, got football thought for Tyler. We're going to get to that next.
Black and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.
It's Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
What should the Chicago Bears do with the ninth pick in the NFL draft? I think we all assume at this moment that the Bears will use that number one pick for Caleb Williams. By the way, Caleb Williams on social media has a message for those who are upset that he may or may not be painting his fingernails.
Message for the haters.
And then holding a pink phone case. Apparently, he sees the hate out there on social media, and he's laughing at you.
Good for him.
Which is fantastic. I love it. I love the cockiness from the soon-to-be number one pick and your quarterback for the Chicago Bears. I think it's great.
Listen, he's comfortable with who he is. Now go win football games.
Number nine overall, and what the Bears are going to do with that spot. We'll get into that in just a moment here on ESPN 1000. Tyler Aki's filling in for Abdallah tonight. It's Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. We go to Jerry on the south side. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, I really believe that maybe they should do away with the traditions of the AFC and the NFC and set up things more traditionally through geography. And I think I like the point of, doing straight wins. You have a Western Conference and an Eastern Conference, and you just go from there. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and Jerry, if you go back to the day, you won the pennant in baseball. You had the National League, the American League. There was no wild card. It was just you got to win the conference.
But I think what Jerry wants is more of like an NBA style.
Yeah.
Which I think it works in the NBA and in hockey because it's indoors. Your climate's going to be the same for every single game. Whereas baseball and football, both outdoor games, I don't think you can create conferences based on regionality.
Yeah.
As much. I think you have to kind of even. I think the way that the conferences are built are fine.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the way baseball has structured its divisions. That doesn't bother me.
I'm with you.
And I think if you look at the NFL and the divisions, I don't have any appetite for getting rid of the NFC North. I love that the Bears have three rivals, the Vikings, the Lions, and the Packers. You play each twice a year. I think that's fantastic.
No, I'm fine with that part. My part is if you go 7-10, you are not a playoff team. You shouldn't get into the playoffs at 7-10 or 8-9 if 8-9 isn't good enough to be one of the top seven teams. I want the top seven teams based off of record in. More times than not, I think the last time we've seen a team undeserving record-wise get into the playoffs was like 2020, and that was a weird season because of COVID. But occasionally it happens. And I think still, like, just because you win your division shouldn't not only guarantee you get into the playoffs, but also get a home playoff game. I think that's stupid, too.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Mike in San Jose, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're good, man. What's going on?
I wanted to talk about, conferences, matter. What's interesting, you were bringing up college basketball. I feel like college basketball is really interesting, right, because it is so much harder to win an 18, 20-game schedule as opposed to getting hot at the right time and, you know, winning six games in a row, and all of a sudden you're crowned champion. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It's just kind of interesting. And I think, you know, you can point fingers at a team like Purdue that, see, they win the Big Ten, no problem, but then they struggle in the tournament. Another point I want to say is this whole argument, I feel like, is such an overreaction, right? It's very unlikely that, you know, this happens, what, once every 5 or 10 years? But it's teams are making a run, you know? I feel like you see more in baseball and hockey that you just got to get in. That's not really true with the NFL. Usually the top teams make it all the way.
Yeah, Mike, that's a good point. And, Tyler, we're not seeing wild card teams usually get to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Like, what was it? The last team that it was the Packers with Aaron Rodgers. Weren't they a team that was a wild card team that then went on the road and won a bunch of games and then got to the Super Bowl?
They did it. The Giants did it as well.
Okay.
Trying to think of
it. Like Mike said, it doesn't happen a lot.
No, it doesn't.
Like, usually teams who don't have to play that first weekend are the teams that end up winning the Super Bowl.
Right. You're healthier. You get that bye. You're feeling
home field
on top
of it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I think the NFL playoffs are perfect. I don't have any problem with it. I don't think there should be any sports tinkering to it. You know, like that's the one thing. We all get bored and we all have to fix everything at all times. And like, that's what ends up happening on sports talk shows and talking head shows is like, how can we, the NFL playoffs are perfect. Don't fix anything. It's great the way it is. I love it.
I love the NFL playoffs, and my proposition is something that will sparingly come up. But I think that there are teams that are undeserving, and I think there's sometimes teams that are better that are getting left out.
You're fighting for the little man. The undeserving.
No, I'm fighting for the deserving.
Well, they get looked over. You know, you're fighting for those that get looked over who can't win their own division. Because that's the key.
They win games.
They could win their own division and get in.
They win games.
And your point would be gone. That would be it. If they win their division.
Sure.
He's Tyler Hockey. I'm Chris Black. We're going to talk Bears football coming up next.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.